The Americas.
Mexico's incoming president, part two. Confused and dirty. Claudia Sheinbaum cannot boost renewables while propping up the state oil and power giants.
Environmentalists love Claudia Sheinbaum, but do they really know her? When she is inaugurated on October 1st, she will become the first woman president in Mexico's history, with green credentials to boot. Ms. Sheinbaum has a PhD in energy engineering and was part of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change when it won a Nobel Prize in 2007 for its work on global warming. Her election triumph renewed hope that after 6 years of disastrous energy policies under the outgoing president Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Mexico may once again become a leader in clean energy. Yet despite her background, Ms. Sheinbaum, who is Mr. López Obrador's protege, looks set to squander Mexico's clean energy potential. She talks up the green transition, but insists that state-owned companies, such as the ailing oil firm Pemex, will steer it. Worse, she is a staunch supporter of a constitutional reform her mentor is pushing. The revision would undermine the judiciary and dismantle the energy regulator, antitrust body, and a raft of other independent agencies, which Mr. López Obrador, who is known as AMLO, claims serve no purpose. Instead, permits and the like would be approved by the energy ministry. Investors fear they will be forced to partner with state firms. The new legislature, which convenes on September 1st and which AMLO's party has a large majority, looks set to approve the reform. Mexico's potential for renewables is difficult to overstate. The U.S. Department of Energy reckons it has the potential capacity to produce 25,000 gigawatts, or GW, from solar power, 3,700 GW from wind, and as much again from geothermal and hydropower combined. All told, this is enough to meet Mexico's electricity needs 100 times over. After the sector was opened up to competition in 2013, private firms and foreigners flooded in to invest. Within a few years, Mexico was producing the world's cheapest solar power. All this was reversed when AMLO took over in 2018. His energy policy has focused on boosting Pemex and reimposing the monopoly of the state electricity utility, the Comisión Federal de Electricidad, or CFE. This has been bad for Mexicans, whose energy bills have risen along with blackouts, and bad for the world, since Pemex's oil is particularly dirty. AMLO grew up in Tabasco, an oil-rich state, during the petrol boom of the 1970s. He clings to a vision of Pemex that has become obsolete. In 2004, Pemex produced almost 3.5 million barrels of oil per day. Today, it manages around 1.8 million. It is the world's most indebted oil company, owing around $100 billion, the equivalent of 5% of Mexico's GDP, mostly to foreign creditors. It is deeply inefficient, producing just 15 barrels of oil per worker, compared with 80 for Colombia's state oil firm. AMLO has tried to revive the company's glory days by showering it with tax and other benefits worth more than a colossal 1% of GDP per year. In 2018, he promised to build a refinery in his home state for $8 billion. It was finished in 2022 at a cost of $19 billion and has yet to start full operations. As in oil, so in electricity. CFE's monopoly started coming undone after the 2013 reforms. Under new rules, the cheapest and greenest power providers got priority in selling to the grid. CFE quickly started losing market share. AMLO has sought to reverse CFE's losses. He pressed the energy regulator into delaying permits for renewables firms and cancelled several auctions for clean energy. In 2021, Congress passed a law that changed the order in which electricity is dispatched to the grid, putting renewables behind any power generated by CFE. The government has, in effect, capped the private sector's share in generation at 46%. In response, the United States and Canada have opened a dispute with Mexico under the USMCA, the free trade deal between the three countries. Foreign investment in Mexico's energy sector fell from almost $7 billion in 2017 to less than $3 billion last year. In January, the Supreme Court ruled that the law from 2021 was unconstitutional infuriating AMLO. Now his party has a chance to override the ruling. As an environmental scientist, Ms. Sheinbaum is an unlikely ally of AMLO. She says that renewable energy will be the hallmark of my government and vowed during her campaign to spend almost $14 billion on the energy industry. She has even mentioned the need to restructure Pemex's debts. According to one advisor, the incoming administration will release permits for clean energy firms. Yet Ms. Sheinbaum also pledges to maintain CFE's 54% control of the electricity market and says that Pemex should branch out into lithium, green hydrogen and renewables. The incoming energy minister, Luz Eline González Escobar, says that the first priority will be guaranteeing energy sovereignty, which sounds as if the government will continue to boost refineries. On August 12th, Ms. Sheinbaum named Emilia Esther Calleja, who currently oversees the utility's failing power generation unit, to head CFE. These proposals are not compatible, says Montserrat Ramiro, a former board member at the electricity regulator. Ms. Ramiro reckons that the only way to keep CFE's 54% share is to continue making it hard for private providers to operate. The advisor says they can partner with CFE. Ms. Sheinbaum promises to increase hydropower, as most hydroelectric plants belong to the utility. Yet new hydroelectric power is unviable, says Oscar Ocampo of the Institute for Mexican Competitiveness, a think tank. Mexico is drought-prone, and building dams is costly. Ms. Sheinbaum will inherit a budget deficit of 5% of GDP, the highest in 30 years. Meanwhile, the incoming president's pledge to invest $14 billion in the energy sector is insufficient. According to Grupo Financiero Banorte, a local bank, the failing grid alone needs more than $38 billion to meet demand over the next 5 years. Ms. Sheinbaum's reluctance to dump her mentor's statist policies will harm Mexico's economy. In a recent survey, 91% of industrial parks, from a sample, reported that problems with energy supply were the main reason they were withholding investments. Most of the world's largest listed firms now have targets to reduce their emissions, which means their factories will require clean energy to operate. If Mexico does not provide it, they will think twice before opening shop.